Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, 2-5. And now the Mishnah considers the question of heating water on Yom Tov for washing. Now we've already established that you certainly could cook water and kindle a fire for the sake of, from an existing flame anyways, for the sake of cooking. But here we have a machlokus between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel each go according to their shita. Beis Shammai holds that we don't say matoch shehutcha malacha letzorch ochal nefesh just because a malacha like kindling, and which is what the bartanura brings, and also cooking, if it's permitted for food, it's also permitted for other things. Hutcha gam shel letzorch ochal nefesh, and therefore Beis Shammai is going to forbid it. Beis Shammai omrim lo yachem adam chamin l'raglav. A person may not heat up water for the sake of washing his feet. Eleim ken ru'uyin l'shtia, unless the water is fit for drinking. When we say fit for drinking, Beis Shammai means that the water actually is being heated with the intention of drinking it. But once you're heating up water for the sake of, like, making tea, whatever it is, you can add water to the pot before you put it on the fire, and then you'll have heated water, which you heated for the sake of making tea, and use the extra for washing your feet. Now, that would mean, of course, that if you had a kettle going for some tea, and then you decide you want to wash your feet also, you would not be allowed, according to Beis Shammai, to add water to the kettle, because then that extra water you're adding is only for the sake of washing. And washing doesn't fall into the rubric of tzorch ochel nefesh, not for food or drink, and therefore it would be forbidden. Now, the reason why Beis Shammai used the example of washing feet is because he's speaking about things like washing feet, meaning or your hands, or your face, but not your whole body. If you'd be intending to wash your whole body, then even Beis Hillel would forbid heating up that water, even if it's also for drinking. And the reason why is because there is a separate din derabbanan called Gezeras Merchatz, the decree against bathhouses, which forbids the heating of water to, like, immerse, like, to take a bath on Yom Tov, lest one go to the bathhouse and then the bathhouse attendant heat the water on Yom Tov for Shabbos, really on Shabbos here is the main point here, violating Shabbos, and therefore that is extended out to Yom Tov as well if you're bathing the whole body. And therefore the Mishnah says Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel do permit the heating of water for washing, but he permits it, Beis Hillel permits it to heat up water for washing your hands, feet, or face, but not for your whole body. If one would, so according to how I described it now, like the Bar Tanura, you'd be in violation of Isser Derabanan of the Gezeras Merchatz issue. There are those who learn that actually would be an Isser D'oraisa, because the Pasuk which permits doing Malacha on Yom Tov in limited scenarios, it says, "Ach asher ye'achal l'chol nefesh," for all people, "hu levado ya'aseh lechem," that's alone what you can do. And therefore, Tosfos learn that things that are not shav l'chol nefesh, not the kind of thing that everybody needs on a regular basis, would be forbidden to do on Yom Tov. And that would be the case of heating water for a bath, because Tosfos says only people who are mufunakim, who are like spoiled, would take a bath every day. Bathing is sort of like a once a week whatever thing, as was the case certainly in Europe, or less, way less. Now the Rambam in the Sefer Hamadon in Hilchos Deos says a person should be careful to bathe once a week, not more, not less, once a week. So they didn't bathe very often, and therefore it's not Sorach l'chol nefesh, and therefore Tosfos holds, even Beis Hillel would hold that heating up the water for a bath would be an Isser D'oraisa, and that's how Ashkenazim are noeg. But Pashtus, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Kasha, he says, wait a second, the same way Beis Shammai would allow you to heat water for washing also once you're heating it for drinking, so you should be allowed to heat water for your whole body once you're heating it for your hands, feet, and face, and therefore how could it be a d'oraisa? Okay, that's a question. At all events, we don't take baths on Yom Tov. The water heated on Yom Tov. As far as water heated before Yom Tov, it's actually machlokas, whether there's such a gezerah. The bartender brings that there is no such gezerah on Yom Tov. If it was heated before, it would be permitted. But others, however, say that it's forbidden, even if it's heated beforehand, and that's the halacha as the Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim. The Mishnah wraps up by saying, Osa adam madura, a person can make a torch, like a big fire, on Yom Tov, umischamem kenegda, and heat himself up against it. The point is, here again, this is base Hillel talking, it's the same matoch mechanism, since we can kindle a fire for cooking food, again from an existing flame, you can kindle a fire to warm yourself up, and that will be permitted for the same reason, and here it is like a tzarech l'chol nefesh, because everybody needs to keep warm, and therefore it's permitted on Yom Tov, says Beis Hillel, and that will be the halacha. In fact, one could take an existing flame and light the fireplace to keep everybody warm. Beis Shammai, of course, would disagree and say no. He doesn't hold a matoch, and therefore that would be forbidden. It's not for food purposes. But again, halacha like Beis Hillel, of course.